Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.987 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning now. 7:45 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
City Council adopts two resolutions supporting the Wichita River Festival.
Two.
Governor signs bill to compensate wrongly convicted.
One.
Wichita City Council moving ahead with aquatics master plan. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic update here on the Wednesday morning commute. And we do have a police presence at this hour in South Wichita. The report of a disturbance with a suspect with a knife. This is in the 2900 block of East Range Road, not too far from the old Joyland Amusement Park on South Hillside down there. So might see a police presence in that area trying to take care of that suspect. Traffic update, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today at a high of 83 degrees. 10% chance for rain tonight, overnight low 62. Thursday, mostly sunny. With a high of 86 now, cloudy sky, and could see some sprinkles out there right now. 61 degrees and calm. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday. That's today with $4 select bourbons and whiskeys located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. The Monarch. 7:47 now, Stephen Ted. Stocks ended down Tuesday after the Dow gained for 8 days in a row.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 193 points, closing at 24,706. In fact, now the Dow is negative for the year 2018. The S&P 500 down 18 points at 2711. The NASDAQ pulled back nearly 60 at 7351, losing about 0.75%. Most of the names on the Dow Jones Industrial Average were in the red. Intel, Caterpillar, 3M, Home Depot led the way to the downside. Home Depot, a sales miss, though they saw growth but didn't meet the analyst estimates. Tesla came under pressure after the company announced that it is pausing production in its California facility at the end of May to fix the assembly line of Model 3s for 6 days. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Japan's economy shrank at an annualized rate of 0.6% in the quarter through March as private investment and public spending declined. Japan going the wrong way there. Negative growth. Now that the U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the way for states to legalize sports betting, the race is on to see who will referee the multi-billion-dollar business of gambling on pro and college sports. The NFL, the NBA, and others want Congress to set uniform nationwide rules on sports gambling for all states, saying the integrity of athletics is at stake. Yep, we're going to see, you know, we're going to see that in Topeka come January, setting it up so we can bet on sports.
Well, this opens up a big Pandora's box. We'll see if it's worth it.
Yeah. For years and years, only four states were allowed to do this. Of course, there was a lot of informal stuff going on, but now it's legal. From the New York Post website, this woman was really a crappy cook. This is a page out of that movie, The Help. If you've seen that movie, you'll know what I'm talking about. A Michigan worker flushed her career down the toilet by trying to serve laxative-spiked brownies to a coworker. Police rushed to MMI Engineered Solutions, a plastics company outside Ann Arbor, May 3rd, after the firm got a tip that a 47-year-old employee planned on serving the bowel-loosening dessert to a departing colleague as a going-away gift. Apparently, there were some hard feelings there. The devious baker initially denied her threat, which her treats were tainted, but came clean when cops told her they would perform forensic tests on the brownies. And when they said that, she said, okay, I did it. Company fired the woman.
Ooh.
But she avoided arrest because no one actually ate any of the contaminated cakes. So
well, good. I'm glad people get fired for doing stupid things like
that. I have a feeling she got the idea from that movie, The Help, where the maid actually cooked a chocolate pie with something other than chocolate in it. All right.
I love you, Alice B. Toklas.
Yeah.
You had the weed brownies in that one, too.
Yeah. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. A Wichita development project is changing hands. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Parkstone project in College Hill has been sold. Our public record files show that there's been a real estate transaction between Legacy Bank and Uptown Landing. Legacy President Frank Sullentrop confirms that sale. The troubled development is now part of the Uptown Landing project that is under construction near Douglas and Hillside. Legacy had owned the Parkstone since 2015. The Boeing Company is doing everything it can to get the new KC-46A tanker to the U.S. Air Force this year. Air Force officials say they're skeptical deliveries will be made, but Boeing says after cost overruns and numerous delays, they are close to handing off the aircraft. Boeing Wichita was supposed to do work on the program, but of course the company pulled out of town before it could start. And Dave Coyle says one of his in-the-bag stores is going to relocate. It's moving out of the collective development to a spot east on 21st Street, near 127th Street East. Prairie Health and Wellness needs to expand, so Coyle decided he would find a new, bigger location. In the bag has 13 Wichita area locations. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, today is National Love a Tree Day.
Okay.
On this day, trees are celebrated and recognized for the wonderful gift that they are to us. National Love a Tree Day is in the middle of Garden for Wildlife Month. Most species of trees tend to be long-lived. There are some trees that live to be several thousand years old. Have you seen the redwoods out in California?
I haven't. I want to go there.
I've been out there a couple of times. And that one tree is so big around that you can drive a car through it. You've seen
that. I've seen that picture.
These things go up like 200 or 300 feet, and they've been around for thousands of years. And it's pretty awesome. The Muir Woods out there. But I've never attempted to climb. Were you a tree climber as a kid?
Yeah, climbed trees quite a bit.
Yeah, it was fun. We climbed the trees. I fell out of one time and almost killed myself, but, you know, there you go.
Explains some
things. I did that, too. Exactly.
Fine. Pile on there, guys. 7:52, Steve and Ted. Okay, we've been talking this morning, and kind of a theme we've had is today is the last day of school today for USD 259, and the last day of school for a lot of youngsters here in the Wichita area in South Central Kansas. And what was the activity in summertime that you most looked forward to when you knew you weren't going to have to go to school every day, Bill?
Well, the two blocks away was my grade school, and we had great baseball fields. And so we would all just meet down there on Saturday mornings, and whoever was there, we could play baseball, play some home run derby or whatever. That was great.
Okay, now, did you play? Nice. Ted and I were talking about wiffle ball, which is a plastic bat and a plastic ball. And the real wiffle ball, what has slots in it, right, Ted?
Right.
Yeah.
And we played that by the hours and hours and hours. How about you? Do you play wiffle ball?
We did some wiffle ball. If you couldn't go down to the ball field, we'd play out in the front yard and do some wiffle ball. That way it couldn't go very far. You wouldn't lose it over the fence.
Okay. So as an urban kid, then, I don't think you probably went fishing much or did anything
like
that.
Not much.
All right. Sounds like you had a very boring summer when you were a child and needed to get back to school as quickly as possible.
I lived in an Irish Catholic neighborhood, so we had dozens and dozens and dozens of kids and had the best tag and hide-and-seek games you'd ever see.
And, you know, that's another good point. And where I grew up out on the west side of Wichita, there were lots of kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
of course, we were the baby boomers, you know? So
right.
There were a lot of us, and we were just everywhere. But I'd go through neighborhoods anymore out there, and it's nobody even comes out of their homes out there.
Exactly.
Anyway, well, the world's changing. All right, well, summertime for the kids getting out of school. Thank you, Bill. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted. In the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we have the latest on deadly storms that hit the northeast U.S. Ted has a look at sports.
One last home game for the Shocks last night. We'll have details and highlights coming up in sports.
Of course, also, Ted has entertainment news on the Blur coming up.
We got a lot of nice items today.
A lot of stuff today.
You'll enjoy it.
All right. And, of course, the weather outlook. What's going to be like for the next for the rest of the week? Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS.
Listen for business updates provided by the Wichita Business Journal on... T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.